Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
I'm always on leisure time. I still love listening to the show even when we're not doing it. RadioMD.com. We're streaming to GabRadio.com. Our Real Edge Tip of the Week for this hour, before the end of the hour. What are you working on, Dr. Mike, for the Real Edge Tip of the Week?
I was going to pick one a little later, so I don't have it. I had two, and I didn't like them, so I'm going to two new ones.
All right.
So forgive me for not having it yet.
Just as long as we get it done, we'll get it done. Coming up in the show, fat shaming may curb obesity. That's an interesting way to fix
a
problem.
This was an article in a medical journal, actually, by an ethicist who said, you know, the way we got rid of cigarettes and the cost of cigarettes on the system was, in fact, by shaming people and making it, if you will, socially undesirable to smoke. What he means by that is that one of the ways we helped isolate smokers was by saying how disgusting a habit this was. Not only was it bad for your habit, bad for your health, but it was bad for everyone around you. And that you really had to be, it became socially unacceptable to smoke in public. And he says, well, maybe we should do something like that for the health of obese people. That is, make it undesirable, to keep eating and to keep eating so much. So he has proposed that that would be ethical and may be desirable for American society. Now, it turns out, if you will, that a number of ethicists said, one, it won't work, and two, more importantly, it is a ethical issue, and we don't want to taint people just by their size.
Well, how would you do that? How would you fat shame somebody? Just start insulting them?
Well,
what does that mean?
Make it a publicly, in other words, you're fat, and that means that all the rest of us have to pay more for insurance, or that why you keep eating that when you're already fat and we don't need any more of that.
All right, so not insults. Don't throw insults at somebody, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Just make it, make obesity a undesirable, I guess you'd say, public health issue.
What do you think the chances are having obese people and people for that matter who smoke pay their own insurance?
Well, you know, what is going to happen, and this is going to be an amazing thing, on the government insurance exchanges, the only thing that can differentiate cost is whether you're a smoker or not. But on the private exchanges, you can do a number of things, including waist for height or obesity levels. When people see that it's $4,000 less if you're thin, there will be a tremendous incentive to get the lower rates of private insurance. So my guess is the government exchanges will be overloaded with people who are on the higher cost scale, and the private insurance exchanges will be lower cost, and will have people, will give incentives for people in the lowest cost groups, which are those who don't smoke, who have normal blood pressure, normal LDL cholesterol, normal fasting blood sugar, and a BMI under 30 or maybe under 29.
By the way, did you know the exchanges now, they don't call them that anymore? The administration is referring to them as marketplaces to make it more, I guess, sound appealing than, you know, the official exchanges. They're called marketplaces. They just changed that term the other day. I understand.
I think that makes it more clear what they are, because that's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have I would agree with that. How do I say that? I think that's a
change
very,
in terminology.
I think that's a very good thing.
Yeah, they just did that. This kind of ties in with what we just talked about on the medical stories of the week. Headline is putting a number on smoking's toll. How about that one?
Well, you know, we came out when we did the real age test saying smoking makes you, depending on your current age, 8 to 10 years older, and quitting smoking before age 35 gets you all 10 years back, but it takes about 5 years, quitting smoking between 35 and 45. This study found exactly what we found in real age, whatever it was, 13 years ago, or 14 years ago. That's what the data are. And it said, that's right, smoking a pack a day makes you the equivalent of 10 years older, which means you'll die earlier. Excuse me. But it isn't dying earlier that the real problem for society or for you. It's that you have 18 years of disability before you die, which puts a huge burden on society. In fact, smoking is the leading cause of Social Security disability payments now. Huge burden on society, a huge decrease in competitiveness of America. And for the smoker, it's a horrible way of dying. You know, people think of smoking, I'm going to smoke and I'm going to die suddenly. Uh-uh. The smoker has some of the most protracted, disgusting, from a standpoint of health standpoint, methods of dying. Not only do they get heart disease and bladder cancer and all those others, but they get the inability to breathe. It makes it very tough for them to breathe and get enough oxygen in when they get end-stage cardiac disease.
Have you seen some of those commercials? I've seen, or not commercials, I guess. They're public service announcements from these people who smoke. And have you seen those yet? They're pretty graphic. The one woman who was a knockout, you know, younger, before she smoked, I guess. You couldn't tell it was the same person. Just to put the wig on in the morning and put that thing in her throat. And
you know, Joe, I'm going to send you for posting on your website. We did a Oprah show. Dr. Oz was the actual guest. I was in the helped with some of the other things, but he actually did the display, and I'm going to give it to you because we morphed this lady for what she would look like. She was, I think, 32 and was a very attractive lady, and we morphed her to what she would look like at 60 if she quit smoking and what she would look like at 60 if she didn't quit. Feel free to put it on the website. I'll also send it to our website for this show, which is at radiomd.com. And this is a great, if you will, episode to post. So you'll see the morphing, in fact.
I'm not a smoker, but after watching those things, if I smoked, I'd probably quit. Although this may be not an unfair, it might be an unfair thing to say because I don't smoke, but I people who smoke have a difficult time. You know, I mean, I guess it's easy for me to say that.
Well, but in fact, the interesting thing I'm going to say, so Bridget is here with us today, but she's working on a project with us with Visible Productions, which did the morphing on that. We're going to morph not only smoking routinely and the individuals on smoking, but we're going to be morphing obesity and what happens inside you, as well as what happens if you get thinner and get healthier. So we're going to try and use that technique to motivate people to, in fact, be able to see a goal for themselves and see if they can, if they like that goal and can visualize how much better their insides as well as their outsides will be.
You thought about it. It's probably, do you think it's going to be a pretty effective way to get the message across and at least start, you know, get people thinking, right?
Well, you'll see the reaction of the person who did this on Oprah. And her reaction is pretty good. You can put it up on your website. You should have it now in your email, and we'll send it to Radio. I've sent it to RadioMD.com for them to put up on their website, too, so you can see the morphing of this woman who, just from smoking.
Guest time coming up. Next, you'll find out why you shouldn't worry about anything. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Royce.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath?
wheezing, or coughing. Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Snowboarding is a popular winter sport. Snowboards look like big skateboards made from fiberglass and plastic. Snowboarders ride their boards much the way surfers do, steering by shifting their body weight. Most can reach speeds up to 40 miles per hour. Twice as many injuries happen to snowboarders as skiers. The most common injuries are to the wrist, usually when snowboarders use their arms to break a fall. The American Academy of Pediatrics does not recommend this sport for children under age 7. For older children, make sure the snowboard fits the child. An easy way to determine this is to make sure the board stands no higher than the child's nose. Children should always wear helmets and gloves with built-in wrist guards, and they should resist trying advanced stunts or dangerous tricks until they've mastered all the basic snowboarding skills. And for more information on your child's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.